Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you. For you have not completed your work in us, and that there's things that you have called us to do. We thank you, Lord God, that we are on the path not only to do what you have ordained for us to do, but Father God, also the path of righteousness. Father God, we thank you, Father, for our family and friends. Our children are protected, Lord God. No weapon formed against us or them shall prosper. No weapon formed against anything that we've been given stewardship over, Lord God. No weapon formed against those things shall prosper as well, Father God. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that we're in right relationships, in relationships that were the relationships that benefit us spiritually, Father God, but also even relationships that will benefit us financially, Lord God, benefit us on the business front, on the career front, Lord God, on the educational front, Lord God. Father God, more importantly, relationships that will not divide us from you. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that if there's any area in our lives that we are out of order, or an area in our lives that we need to fix, that needs attention, Lord God, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you show us that area, any area in our lives that are not pleasing unto you. Father God, we ask that you would show us those areas, those relationships, or those things that we do in secret, and even those things that we do openly, Lord God, that is not pleasing unto you. And that, Father God, you deliver us from evil. And Father God, that things that hurt us health-wise, Father God, that you deliver us from. Father God, we thank you, Father, that our children, our children's children, and our children's children's children shall know you as Lord and Savior, and that they do not have to go through the struggles that we go through. They won't make the same mistakes that we make, Father God. We ask in the name of Jesus for an interruption in the bloodline, an interruption in diseases in the body, Lord God, that diseases that affected our generations before us, and even this generation, Lord God, would not continue down our bloodline, Father God. Father God, we thank you. And Father God, we pray that the eyes of these young adults and people around the world are open, Lord God. Remove the scales from their eyes, that they see truth, and that we see truth, and we don't think that what we know to be true is truth. But Father God, that truth is truth, and we can discern truth from lies. For that our adversary is a king of lies, Father God, and it is his desire to distract us and to keep us blind, Father God. Wake us up from any slumber that we've fallen into, that we've missed and continue to miss what you called us to. Father God, we admit that we have lived below your standard. We admit that we are not living as kings and priests as you would have us to, Lord God. And Father God, it's not about money, Father, or getting more things, Father God, but our standard of life, our quality of life. Father, forgive us for taking shortcuts and settling for the minimum sometimes, whether it's relationships, whether it's jobs. Father, even when it comes to spending time with you, Father, forgive us for not keeping you on the forefront of our lives. Father God, that we lay everything else in and take our time and our attention. But Father God, that we do not give you all the attention that we could give and that we should continue to give you, Lord God. Father, forgive us that. Father, forgive us for any unforgiveness that we're harboring in our beings, Lord God. Anything that old hurts, Father God, that we didn't need delivering or deliverance from. Father, we ask for peace that surpasses all understanding. And help us, Lord, help ourselves. And Father God, if there's areas that we think we've healed from that we haven't, Father, we ask that you show it to us. Not that it hurt us, Father God, but we can truly examine it and process it and heal. Father, we pray for healing for our physical bodies as well as our spiritual bodies, Lord God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. That this healing comes fast, Lord God. Father, for we want to get in the fight. We want to get in the game, Lord God. We want to get in the battle, Lord God. And if there's areas where we still are harboring hurt and unforgiveness, Lord God, it slows us down. It keeps us from the fight. Father, we want to get in. And Father God, we ask that you touch us now. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, and that we embrace healing. Hallelujah. We embrace healing, Lord God. We thank you for it. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, your word tells us that we are to train up our children in the way that they should go, for they shall not depart from it. Father God, if there's any area in our lives that we've planted bad seeds in our children's lives, knowingly or unknowingly, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you remove those seeds that might have been wrong seeds that we planted. Remove them, Father God, and replace them with your peace, your love, Lord God. And Father God, we ask if there's things that have been sown into us from Grandmama Nim and Auntie Nim and Mama Nim and Daddy Nim, Lord God. That you remove those bad things, those bad seeds, those things that might have taken root in our lives that destroy relationships and destroy friendships and have destroyed or eroded our thinking about people and society, Lord God. Father, we ask for forgiveness for them people, for they didn't know what they were doing. If they knew, Father, we still ask for forgiveness. In the name of Jesus, for them and stuff that we've sown into people, whether it's family members, our children, friends, people at work, Lord God, Father God, any ill words that we've put out and sown, Lord God, into people's lives, any witchcraft that we've spoke out, not knowing that it was witchcraft, any words that have caused hurt and destruction, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness for that, Lord God. And we also ask in the name of Jesus that you pull up those seeds that we've sown. And if they've taken root, remove the root, Lord God, that people will not be suffering from words that we've sown, whether we did it intentionally or not, Lord. Father God, we ask that you pull up those words and words that have been sown into us, Father, we ask you to pull them up from the root in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for we are now seeing a new day that we've never seen before. And Father God, we ask that we our thinking change, that today is not like yesterday. Today is just not another Thursday. Today, it's not just another day at work, Lord God. But Father, we ask two things of you this day. specifically that we see you like we've never seen before, and we experience you like we've never seen before, Lord God. And Father God, that you change our thinking, that we grow in a level of expectation, Lord God, just as we were children that was excited when Christmas would come and we'd be excited to wake up the next day because we expected something, Lord God. Father, we ask that we start expecting again to see your miracles, to see our spiritual growth, Father God, to see you in a new way, Lord God, a new glory. Father, your word tells us you move from glory to glory. So, Father, not only do we want to move from glory to glory and for us to get better, Lord God, but we want to see you move in this glory to glory, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you do stuff in our lives that people around us know that it got to be God operating in our lives, Lord God. Father God, make us examples, Lord God, of your glory, your love, Lord God, of your miracles, Lord God. Father God, that people say, you know what, I don't know, something has changed about you. What did you do? Who do you know? Where did you go? And we can tell them. We can testify, Lord God, that it is your glory, your love, Lord God. It is your supply. It is your hand on our lives, Lord God. It is your forgiveness, Lord God, that has kept us and keep us, and we are growing in that, Lord God. Father God, let our lives be a witness. Father, let people see change on us and through us, Lord God. Let them experience change, Lord God. Father, for your word tell us that all of us, whether we claim it or not, that we all are ministers. And there are requirements that we do, Lord God, even though we don't act like it, Lord God. Father God, we ask that our lives be transformed and renewed, Lord God, that it's not about not necessarily about standing in a pulpit and preaching to the masses, Father God, but our lives be living examples of a living Christ, of a living Savior, Lord God. And Father God, remove fear from us that we seem to think we're going to lose something for being righteous or being holy or just being godly. And that we don't even necessarily have to tell everybody what we do, but we tell them how you do it, Lord God. Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remove any fear that is harboring in us and around us. Father God, that keeps us from doing what you have ordained, stepping out to the deep end of the pool, Lord God, of life, Lord God, that any fear that keeps us from investing in what you ordained for us to invest in, Lord God, and to be what you have ordained for us to be, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you remove that fear from us, Lord God, that keep our tongue on lockdown when we know with things we should say and things we should address, Lord God. But Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit now come upon us, Lord God. Father, that we are led by your Holy Spirit. We ask for greater discernment, Lord God, and every spiritual gifting that you've placed in us. Father God, we ask that you wake it up in us. Activate it now in the name of Jesus so we can discern when we should speak and not speak, when we should pray and not pray, when we should go and not go, Lord God. We ask for greater discernment. Greater discernment, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's not only discerning of relationships, Father, but God, even the way we should think, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you go before us today and Make every rough area smooth and every crooked way straight, Lord God. Father God, for we know that we cannot solve every problem. And we can't beat every challenge. So, Father God, we lay our junk on the altar. We lay things that we can figure out and we can master. We can do it alone. Father, we give it unto you today. We give our children back to you. We give our families back to you. We give our possessions back to you. Father, even these earthly bodies of ours, we give them back to you, Lord God. So that ain't none of it ours in the first place. Father, just things that you gave us to be stewards over. And forgive us for any of those things that we've corrupted or abused or misused, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for you are our Lord and Master and our Savior. And Father, we believe. We believe. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we ask that a peace come. And that we believe that whatever we're going through, that you have already worked it out. Father, for you know the solution. Sometimes we think one thing is the solution. But Father, we ask for your solution in our issues. And Father God, strengthen us not to think that we can figure everything out, but we seek you. For solutions, we search out your word for the solution to the issues that we may be faced with. And Father, as I prayed about the scales being removed from our eyes, that if we think we got it going on, and if we think there's no issues or nothing going on, and we doing everything right, Father God, strengthen us. Show us where we're weak. And heal us in those areas, Lord God. But Father God, we thank you for there's always more that we can do with you for the kingdom, Lord God, for your people. Father, remove any selfishness that we may have. Only looking out for ourselves. Jesus didn't even looking out for himself, so we can't look out for ourselves either. Father, give us a hunger to study your word and to get into places or groups or churches or ministries that we can study your word and understand it for ourselves. That we just don't go, we don't doubt the man or woman of God or the preacher or the teacher. But we seek a thing for ourselves, and we know for ourselves, Father. Forgive us for being lazy, and we just want to hear what they say. And whatever they say is the truth, Father. But we want to seek this word out. We want to find you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we say we can do better, but help us to do better. We know we can do better. Father, these distractions that have came and continue to come, Father, we declare that they will not be distractions that get us off course, but we will walk away from distractions and keep on the path that you laid before us. It is in the wonderful name of Jesus the Christ that we pray And we say amen, amen, and amen. And now, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. Word of the Lord. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Let me repeat that. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. This is a time when compromise is destroying true commitment to righteousness. It would take a deliberate effort to rebuild spiritual values in the face of worldly corruption on every level. Set yourself apart. Once again, set yourself apart. Separate yourself from everything that weakens your relationship with me, says the Lord. Now, a scripture for the day comes from Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. Put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In our walk, in this journey that we own, somewhere down the line, someone, something, or has tricked us to believe that we're just in this world by ourselves. We're just doing our thing, and it's just about us. God did not just create you for yourself. I repeat, God did not create you for just yourself. He created you for him and for his purpose. And one of the reasons why we feel so unfulfilled, and why sometimes relationships are unfulfilling to us, and some things that should bring us joy, it's all right. It pacifies us. It doesn't really fulfill us. It's because we're not doing the things that God has called us to do. Until you have started accomplishing things that God has purposed you to do. Think about this. Out of the billions of people in the world, God has purpose to you. He has a purpose for your life. You have not been living all these years just to go to work and just to go to school and just to be a parent. And no, God got much greater for you than that. I mean, he wants you to affect nations. And how do you do that? That may be through intercessory prayer. That may be through your giving. That may be through your preaching. You may be called to be a preacher. Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. You might be called to be a preacher or a teacher. I mean, it could be leading Bible study somewhere, a small group. It could just be sharing what God has ordained and for your life and blessed you with others, and that changes their lives, and they want to know this Christ that you know, and then they commit to their Savior, and then they tell somebody how good God is, and that person commit in their life. It could be that way. You could be the interruption in your bloodline that stopped diabetes. It could be you could be the person in your bloodline that stopped any disease or any drug use or any thing that keeps your bloodline divorced. You could be the interruption in your family, your bloodline that stopped divorce. You're not just called to you. God has a greater purpose. Whether you act like it or not, he's still got a greater purpose for your life. Our thing is, like his word said today, set ourselves apart. We can't say, hey, we Christians, and y'all know I don't necessarily love the word the way that the world sees the word Christian, but we're Christians. That means we're supposed to be start acting Christ-like. So there's a thing that we got to do. But the good part and the great part And the wonderful part about God, one of the things is he never takes his gifts from us. The gifts are still there, whether we walk in them or not. He still has a path for us to get on, whether we're on that path, we was on that path yesterday or not. So don't count yourself out or think that you're less. See, when it's amazing how when we were little, and even today, you could tell a child that they're nothing. They'll never be about nothing. And they ain't S, as folks used to say. People probably still say that. And if people have ever told us that, that hurt us. And no, that's a seed. And that seed has never been pulled up. It grows. Well, it's amazing how we would not read the Word of God, which are words that are seeds that will grow in a whole new different way. The world has tricked us to believe what the world says faster than even what the person that created us said about us. There's some stuff in the Bible that God said about you, specifically about you. But we don't read it. We don't know it. And because of the distractions and because it may be boring and because we just don't feel like going to church or a small group or all that stuff, we may be going and go to the wrong place. But how do we get it right? We got to build a relationship with God. It's not about church, a building. We had a good time. Preach this Sunday. It ain't even about that. As more important as it is about a relationship with God. Because at the end of the road, our churches, our pastors, our bishops, our apostles are not going to be there in the room with us, with the Lord. They ain't going to be there. It's going to be the Lord in us. Or the Lord in you. So, yes, those things are great. You need to be, the Bible says, forsake not the fellowship or the coming together of the saints. So, yeah, you do need to be somewhere. However, in your being somewhere, you've got to develop a relationship with him. That's the most important thing. That's what's important. God is continuing to say, hey, I don't want y'all to keep looking like the world. Set yourself apart. Set yourself apart. You can't do what they do. You can't think like the world thinks. You can't continue to do what the world do. Now, some things that we do, man, we just got to break through. There's some stuff that we just like to do that we shouldn't be doing. But you continue to seek God. Continue to ask God to take that thing from you, whatever that thing is, whatever it is, give it to the Father. He got your back. He's going to be with you. He's still with you. Even what you did last weekend, he's still with there with you. He hasn't gave up on you. Because if you ain't, get this. You wouldn't be here this morning if you didn't have a purpose. And if God was finished with you, you wouldn't be here this morning. You would have gone on to glory. So let me just pray that. We got a few moments, so I'm getting this in this last minute. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that we do not leave this earth, that we do not cross over to glory until we have completed everything that you have ordained for our lives, Lord God. Every task, every tidbit, every business, every venture, Lord God, every taught word, preached word, whatever you have ordained, Lord God. Father God, we ask that we complete everything before we leave this earth. That, Father, at the end of the day, at the end of the road, we will hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You all go in glory. God bless you. I love you. Call me, text me if you need anything, have any questions. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ. Amen.